Hello, my name is Sherry Cummins, and this is my opinion. Alaska is facing an unprecedented U.S. Senate race, with three candidates in the running, Scott McAdams, Joe Miller, and Alaska's current Senator, Lisa Murkowski, who is running as a write-in candidate. Alaska's senior Senator, Lisa Murkowski, is ranked 58th in seniority. She stands to gain five slots alone in this next session, if nothing else happens. She could gain even higher status depending on other races. Alaska's junior senator, Mark Begich, is ranked 92nd in seniority. When Alaska obtained statehood in 1959 and became the 49th state in the Union, it started out last in seniority. If a new senator is elected, Alaska will become last in seniority for the first time since statehood, as either of the other candidates will be at the bottom of the seniority rankings. Lisa Murkowski will serve in key positions because of her seniority, while her challengers will not be able to due to their low rankings. The question is, can you and I afford to lose that seniority when looking at Alaska's needs? We are still a young state. We need the infrastructure that will facilitate economic development that will help stabilize communities. She has proven she can work with other senators to help them understand the value of Alaska's vast resources. During this challenging economic time facing our nation, Democrats and Republicans agree that Congress needs to bring our nation's fiscal house in order. With Lisa Murkowski, there will be a known brand in the Senate with a demonstrated ability to work across the aisle to get things done for the nation while looking out for Alaska's needs. Lisa is a force that Alaska needs in Washington. She has quickly ascended in seniority, being the first female to head the critically important Senate Energy Committee, the first Alaskan senator to sit on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and the first woman to fight for Alaskans' projects on the Super A Senate Appropriations Committee. What Lisa's seniority provides Alaskans is not only a strong voice, but also a seat at the table of the strongest committees in the Senate. Seniority is not just a number. It translates directly to a senator's ability to defend and advance Alaska's interests. She is on track to follow her mentor, Ted Stevens, who endorsed her for a good reason. Lisa learned well from Ted Stevens, arguably one of the best and most successful senators to serve in our United States Senate. She's not going to govern from the far right or the far left. She is a centrist that we have all seen. She has shown that she will stick to her core values while working to articulate a position of sound policy. You elected her to serve a full term, and she has quickly risen in the ranks because of her leadership, her thoughtful decisions, her willingness to listen, and her quality statesmanship that has earned praise from Democratic and Republican members of Congress. She has served our rural communities well. She knows that Alaska is more than Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. Whatever your political views and values, your vote counts in this election. Your vote will be Alaska's voice. This is Sherry Cummins, and this was my opinion.